pot man brought me back a piece again. Now I don't know what I'll do until the day I follow you through the darkness to the light, 'cause I loved you for all your life. Last thing I said was I love you. Your last words to me were I love you too.
Well, a few more songs there. Steve Earle, Last Words from JT, an album in honor of his son, Justin Townes Earle. Paul Kelly, Little Boy, Don't Lose Your Balls from Comedy. Paul Kelly and the Messengers, actually. Loudon Wainwright III, a father and son from the album History. And two that go together, Shel Silverstein with his Father of a Boy Named Sue, from the father's point of view, and Johnny Cash covering Shel Silverstein, A Boy Named Sue, from At San Quentin. Folks, thanks for joining me this evening, again, in memory of Dave Sr., in honor of my three sons, and happy Father's Day, also my grandson. Take care, and we'll see you next week, WMUC-FM College Park. Good night.
Dave, stop. Will you stop, Dave? I'm afraid, Dave. Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Same Dave time, same Dave channel.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Hello.
Hello? Dave?
Yeah, this is Dave. Who is it?
I got no shame. I ain't to blame. I got no memory. I got no conscience on my shoulder there to bother me. I'm on a trip without a script and to oblivion. I guess that's just the way I like to play to have some fun. I don't need to talk or have a smoke to try to clear my head. Ain't no use already loose when I roll out of bed. No eternity. Don't need to know, just gotta go. That's my reality. I'm all alone. I got no phone. I don't communicate. I got no pace. Ain't in race, so I'm never late. Don't need to cook or read a book. Don't need to wash or shave. See, I'm free to be just me. I'm Independence Day.
He's Dave. Independence Day.
She's just a pro from down in St. Clair Shore. But there's a brother of another knocking down my door. I got some money from a honey living way downtown. And there's this one who's got a gun that's trying to hunt me down. I try to love them all, but I ain't no one's slave. 'Cause when the rubber hits the road, I'm Independence Day.
He's Dave.
perpetrator of a minor crime. They got my name on the claim, but anyone could see, since I'm never anywhere, it clearly wasn't me. It's not that I'm so innocent or well behaved, it's just that I'm the one and only Independence Day.
Good evening, July 4th, 2026, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence tonight. America's 250th on Dave's Record Collection, the annual Dave's Record Collection 4th of July program. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for your national anthem, WMUC-FM College Park.
but trouble continued to brew. It was a time for action and a time for words. On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains there.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again? Well, it's no good. I'll have to let him in. I'm coming.
Hi, Ben.
Tom?
You got a minute?
Well, I tell you the truth, we were just going out of town for the weekend.
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Well, what does that got to do with anything, Franklin?
I don't know. It's the first thing came into my head. I was just making conversation. An idle brain is the devil's playground, you know.
So you're pretty good at that, aren't
you? Yeah, there's some new wise sayings I just made up.
Wise sayings?
Yeah, I call them wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I got this petition here. I've been circulating around the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Kind of thought you'd like to sign it. It's called the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I heard about that. Sounds a little suspect, if you ask me.
What do you mean, suspect?
Well, you're advocating the overthrow of the British government by force and violence, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but... we've had it with that royal jazz.
Who's we?
Well, all the guys.
Who's all the guys?
Oh, George, Jim Madison, Alex Hamilton, Johnny Adams. You know, all the guys.
The lunatic fringe.
Oh, they are not.
Bunch of wild-eyed radicals, professional liberals. Don't kid me.
Oh, you call George Washington a wild-eyed radical?
Washington? I don't see his name on there.
No, but he promised to sign it.
Oh, yeah, that's George for you. Talks up a storm with them wooden teeth. Can't shut him off. When it comes time to put the name on the old parchment of Rooney, try and find him.
Hey, what are you so surly about today?
Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Oh, all right. Let's knock off the one-line jokes and sign the petition. What do you say, huh, fella?
Well, let me skim down it here. When in the course of human events, so-and-so, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness...
That's pursuit of happiness.
Well, all your S's look like F's here.
Oh, it's stylish.
Oh, I see.
It's in. It's very in.
Oh, well, if it's in. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, so-and-so, solemnly publish and declare that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and so on. A little overboard, isn't it?
Oh, well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in, huh?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you, Tom, let me say this. I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. And then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me, that artist I sent by. Did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it. And he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you got to play it safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But getting back to the signing of the petition, how about it, huh?
Well,
it's a harmless paper.
Oh, sure, harmless. I know how these things happen. You go to a couple of harmless parties, sign a harmless petition, forget all about it. 10 years later, you get hauled up before a committee. No, thank you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life writing in Europe.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you nom de plume it today? You're so skittish. Who possibly could care if you do?
The un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
I must take,
a stand,
for this brave
new land,
new land,
for who wants
to live,
to
live.
So concerned.
So concerned.
Vative.
Vivative.
I don't diss.
He don't diss.
Agree.
Agree.
But a man can't be too careful what he signs these days.
Well, if I sign it, will you renew your subscription?
Yeah, if you promise not to keep throwing it on the roof.
Well, my...
If it isn't on the roof, it's in the rose bushes or in the mud.
My eyesight isn't what it used to be, you know. Besides, it's hard to hit the porch from a horse.
Now, come on. All we want to do is hold a few truths to be self-evident.
You sure it's not going to start a revolution or anything?
Trust me.
Okay, give it to me. You got a quill on you?
Yeah, here you are.
All right. Look at this show-off Hancock, will you? Pretty flamboyant signature for an insurance man.
Ah, you did a good thing, Ben. You won't be sorry. Now, if I can just get another 3 or 4 guys, we'll be all set.
Well, I tell you one thing.
What's that?
You better get them to sign it in the next couple of days before they all take off for the 4th of July weekend.
Bob Dylan sings.
drop.
It's burning down in Mexico, freezing up in Buffalo, through the grapevine.
House at the beach, sit by the pool and get high.
raise a cool bottle to the heavens above, while the creatures struggle in the tide, and let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. As the rivers rise up over the banks, and there's nowhere a poor boy can hide. Let there be light as the hawk cripples the dove.
Where the black dogs barking at the distant sound of an east side siren. Down in some safe crack alley, Jack Ripper of fame smiles by the light of his blowtorch flame. And the heat zone heavy keeps circling the block, checking warehouse windows and front street docks, with a Philly stick shaking from the side of his hip, cramming everything he's got into a 45 clip. Oh, let freedom ring. Justice sing. Now that night watchman with the switchboard eyes sits sweating out pennies as an exercise, rapping coronary rhythms with a fountain pen on the face of his skull and underneath his chin, and on a 38 floor about a mile away sits a big sand where the lawyers play. One in particular spent all day tampering with the history of the Dorsier, a some retainer bought crooked white collar client who acts like a weasel but walks like a giant. In a world where the rules begin to dissolve, if you got enough cash to get a lawyer involved. Oh, let freedom ring. Oh, let freedom ring. Oh, let freedom ring. Let us all sing.
Squirting a ready-made mixture of detergent and rain, washing a very wide assortment of the city shame into the mouth of an oversized city drain, where the two-foot, slew-foot alligator reigns with his Timex watch and his underground train, fighting off the pressure of his critical acclaim with more snap in his bite and more weather in his veins, while the secret police in their dark-dressed blues light their cigarettes up where they dynamite fuse, inspecting their silhouettes down to their shoes, hoping to stumble on a series of clues as to what went wrong when the universe was born. Will Gabriel be blowing a synthesized horn? Hey, load up the wagon and sail off the corner. We'll cut it all down at the peak of its form. Let confusion fall down a heavenly stair from the left bank of Paris to Leningrad Square. I'll be doing my best to try to comprehend, watching the magpies beating off a bank of the tin. Oh, let freedom ring. Oh, let freedom ring. Oh, let the beat and let justice sing.
Able to sing with new meaning, my country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Good evening. Welcome to Dave's Record Collection as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 2026. Hope everyone is enjoying themselves, staying free of the heat. It is very warm out there today. And got some thunderstorms coming up, too, as around in the area. So keep that in mind. Bo Ramsey in the background, Blue Earth, Down to Bastrop. Tonight, we are celebrating 250 years of the United States of America with the Dave's Record Collection 4th of July program, the annual program. Leaving off with a brief excerpt from Martin Luther King's address to the Civil Rights Marchers in 1963 in Washington, D.C. Mark Germino and the Sluggers, Let Freedom Ring, Volumes 4, 5, and 6, and that is from Radar Town, released in 1994. I believe it's 94. Chuck Prophet, Let Freedom Ring, from 2009, the title track to that album. And Rodney Crowell with another song called Let Freedom Ring from Street Language, going back to 1986, 40 years ago. Lou Reed with America from the box set Between Thought and Expression, released in 1992. Stan Freberg gave us the Declaration of Independence from Stan Freberg Presents the United States of America. And Jimi Hendrix with the Star-Spangled Banner from the album Rainbow Bridge, our national anthem. And we opened up with Alice Cooper with Independence Dave from Detroit Stories. And I just felt that I had to start with that one. After all, this is Dave's Record Collection. And Wayne Kramer was a guest and a co-writer on that for Alice Cooper. Well, stay tuned. We got more songs about America tonight. We may have a little overtime, so stay tuned. Also, a broadcast of Voices of Freedom that I did maybe 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And we're going to have that to follow the show, rebroadcast of that segment. On Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. WMUCFM College Park.
left these stains upon your cheek. What did you see while you were gone that haunts your eyes this sunny dawn? They herded us make so much meat up from the sewers to the street, where concrete canyons stretch their walls so high it made us want to crawl. Past proverbs written on subway cars and in between the window bars. We walked until the pavement bled and not a curse was left unsaid. Into a place that knows no spring, where only steel and silver sing. They made us dance until we dropped, and the music of jackhammers finally stopped. I caught a cinder in my eyes, searching for a patch of sky. But the shadows drizzled down like in Pompeii. That's how I spent my yesterday, searching for America in the rivets and the rust. Searching for America, finding only dust. Did you see that made you cry and left these track marks on your eye? What did you find while you were there that sucks the light out of the morning air? They gave us each a cropper shack and land so hard it broke the back. Then fed us till our bellies burst on promises that died at birth. So I lay the baby out each dawn in between the tender corn, with sunrise for her bonnet and flies her only blanket. Harvested until we bled, till every single root ran red. And when the work was finally done, they gave our names to immigration. I did not know how bad it hurt until I lay there eating dirt. And the cold seeped in between my bones, where I was when I left home. Searching for America, not her dreams and hopes. Searching for America, finding only ghosts. To hide in between the tattooed on this, bleeding from the fingertips. They are crawling toward the promised land. Until they run no more, wash up on some distant shore, where truth is not the enemy, and whatever does not kill us sets us free. Somewhere out there are millions just like me, homesick for Eden, heartsick at the memory, searching for America in every stick and stone, searching for America, going home, searching for America.
And the moon rose skies over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But it's all right, it's all just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. And I don't know so not been bettered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. And I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, for we've lived so of the road we're traveling on. I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was dying. Come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. And we come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. And tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some rest. Thank you. got to the harbor on a dirty downtown train. I rowed my tiny boat out to her giant feet of clay. Ma'am, you don't know me, but I've seen you on TV. I thought about a bad it and I'd like to set you free. Take your jewelry off, throw it in the sea. It was just me and Miss Liberty. Was just me and Miss Liberty. What's your name? She asked me as she stepped into my boat. Do you know where I might find a low-priced overcoat? Words scratched in her skin. Names of towns and cities where I knew she'd never been. I gave her my coat. Told her it was free. It was just me and Miss Liberty. It was just me. She said, this iron lady just can't help you anymore. I've seen many drowning and I have not left my place. The gestures of their hands, the expressions on their faces. Take your jewelry off. Throw it in the sea. It was just me and Miss Liberty. It was just me and Miss Liberty. She seemed kind of flustered as she rifled through her. I think I lost my glasses and my eyes are so much worse. Tell me, do I look as good as I did on TV? Tell me when I melted down, but you remember, remember. Take your jewelry off, throw it in the sea. Was just me and it. Was just me.
Kneeling. Did I hear you say you wish that you could leave her?